The ICC this week announced it will open an investigation into the situation in Mali. Rupert Colville of the UN Human Rights Office says the crisis in Mali has led to many human rights violations, including extrajudicial killing, rape, and torture.
Right early on the 24th of January 2012, armed combatants identified as members of the MNLA, which is the Mouvement National de Libération de l'Azawad, allegedly used students as human shields to force military forces to surrender, and later on allegedly executed 94 of the 153 captured and disarmed soldiers they had.
Civilian deaths were also reported, as well as other human rights violations.
10 amputation cases by extremist groups in the north were also documented, including the case of a 30-year-old man whose right hand was cut off with a kitchen knife for allegedly stealing cattle following a summary trial set up by Mujao militia.
Melissa Fleming of the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, says the agency is urgently reinforcing its staff in the country in light of renewed fighting. UNHCR predicts that in the near future, there could be as many as 300,000 more internally displaced people in Mali.
The numbers, while not dramatic since the airstrikes and ground attacks started on the 10th of January, have been rising steadily.
Ms. Fleming says there are a number of reasons why many people are choosing to remain in the country for now.
They say that they have to pay the equivalent of $50 to get out. That's for many the equivalent of more than a month's earnings. Others, you'll see, are saying that they have not left because they're also having trouble getting transport because of truck drivers fearing being mistaken by military airplanes, etc.
According to Elizabeth Beers of the World Food Program, nearly 2 million people live in the affected areas, and already one-third of them are food insecure.
Which means that they have problems to get a full ration every several meals a day. And we have country program already in Mali, and we'll continue this program in addition to the emergency operation.
The UN Human Rights Office is calling on all parties to abide by international human rights and humanitarian law. It also calls for the initiation of a reconciliation process to address current human rights challenges and long-standing issues. Jerry Adams, United Nations.